Way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts. Leads.
Now this story that's to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers and Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero, because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
Yeah, that's where I think AI is really... really come a long way. And then mixing AI with real stuff is the way to go. You can't, when you do it all AI, it just doesn't have that.
100%.
It doesn't really feel like it's authentic.
What I like about it is I grew up here watching you and McBreen make all those phenomenal, fantastic edits and memes over the years. And y'all have been able to incorporate this new style of video making in with the old. And I think it's kind of a 1 + 1 = 3 sort of synergy calculation that's made. Like, you're an incredible editor, and like I know everyone knows this about Rob. If you're an InfoWars listener, like, this is the head producer right here. This is the guy that makes all stuff.
Well, I make a lot of stuff, but you know what? It's a team effort because everybody has
100%.
You know,
McBreen killer too.
Yeah, McBreen has got his own way of editing that, you know, is really exact and precise and really looks at things. I'm more like, let's get it. How fast can we get it out there? But bombshell and provocative, well, and really wake people up.
I say that because other places, you know, mainstream media, God knows how many editors they have working on stuff. And it's just a small team of people really just hammering away, making badass art like this that we're all really proud of.
And you might be, you know, behind your computer working on something for a couple of days, but you know, man, as soon as this thing drops, it's going to be amazing. As soon as this thing, and so you're working and working and working, and then you put it out. And then you're like, there's just this satisfaction when you're like finally done with something and you give it out to the world. And then hopefully the world takes it and runs with it. That's what you always hope for, to see see these things really go viral.
Shout out to Dew. Shout out to McBreen. Shout out to Wilson. Shout out to all the great editors at InfoWars that make stuff like this possible. I mean, it's a unique art style. We've created our own art style at this media platform.
And what's great is other people have taken it and taken what we've done and like brought it to the next level, like this Epstein thing with the Family Guy, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of schlocky and sloppy, but it also makes a good point, and it's kind of moving around so much, you're kind of like, what am I watching? And then you're like, oh, wait, I hadn't thought about the Hegelian dialectic with the Epstein releases. We think maybe they're trying to stop it. Maybe they're doing it on purpose, the way to put, you know, putting it out this way.
Fascinating.
So it's crazy. So Alex Jones is coming up next right after the break. 1 minute. Thanks for joining me, Rex Jones.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good
me.
One.
I appreciate you.
All right. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at theyellowshowstore.com, our methylene blue, ultramethylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to theyellowshowstore.com right now and get ultramethylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultramethylene blue now at theyellowshowstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there. Ah! Yeah!
Welcome back to the War Room. We are starting the second hour. 1 hour and 54 minutes to go to the end of our broadcast day. And then it repeats over again all weekend. And joining me is Alex Jones from Florida right now. You know, he said he's going to take a vacation, but what does he do? He goes on PBD, drops a bunch of truth bombs there. He's got this lawsuit that's just been filed. I mean, he never stops working. Let's bring him on in here. Alex Jones, how's it going today?
Well, I mean, technically, it's not a vacation. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
I'm doing some other podcasts coming up, and it's allowed me to work on the lawsuits, the transition out of InfoWars that were shut down, and just to get a lot of stuff done. So I've been here in the hotel basically working since 5 a.m., which is fine to take off some. I just don't want all the viewers and listeners know we love you. We appreciate you. But I did land out the beach for about 3 hours today.
I can tell.
I'm going to look like a lobster. So for me to take off, I feel so good, man. I'm like Superman, not literally like Superman, but I mean, the sun, it makes me feel good. Heals me. So I'm feeling energized, baby.
The sun is amazing. Yeah. I mean, it really does take you. It takes you from just being like a human to just going, wow, I've got all this. I've got an unknown source of power. So let's get in. Yesterday, Brianna Morello put out the press release. We've got this historic, you know, civil rights lawsuit that you've countersued to basically pull the lawsuit out of federal bankruptcy court and move it into another federal court?
Yeah, let me explain something. This is a big deal, okay? We've already sued them in the last year and a half and got all the depositions and things, how they rigged the bankruptcy and how the feds were running it all and all those documents and things that are just bombshell. But really, nobody else is going after people that ran across for Hurricane Arctic Frost, which we were all under attack in that. We're in all the documents. You know, most talk show hosts are mentioned once. It's the biggest thing ever. We're mentioned hundreds of times. Trump declassified almost a year ago in the month right there he was in that we were targeted by Obama and by Comey in 2013 with an ongoing 10-year illegal investigation that Trump didn't learn about until the next time he got back in. So this is the bottom of the rabbit hole. They've got to get through me to get to you. They said, I mean, and we've already played the clips on my show today and on the War Room. I know played some of it earlier and also on American Journal this morning, where these lawyers, for, you know, these Democrat Party law firms say, we don't want money, we want him off the air. So, and then they ran this conspiracy against my rights.
And Alex, they put that in court documents too. It's not just they just say that. They put it in court documents that they want you off the air. They don't want you to be able to continue speaking.
And I should say, as the news director here, you know, he's been here 16 years, news director at least 10, you were handed all the work. Being a boss means more work. For compliance with discovery that they said we didn't do, for our countersuits, so you know more about this than I do. Literally, no one knows more than you. The lawyers all call you because you've been through all this. You've seen all the raw videos where I say, I believe Sandy Hook happened, and I'm sorry for the families, but these people are saying this. Then I say a quote of what they said. They take what I said and put in a court document, I said that. That's in our civil rights suit. Now, I would have had the right to say under the First Amendment what they claimed I said. But it's so damning that they put this fake stuff in lawsuits and then got a judge to say I was defaulted and couldn't defend myself. And then we have our filings where I tried to defend myself and show the video to the jury that I knew what they said. And the judges in Texas and Connecticut, Democrat Party operatives, said no. So that's a big part of this. But here's the first thing you should know. We'll put the Financial Times of London up. Came out a week ago that Paul Weiss Law Firm, the undisputed top Democrat Party law firm, that in their own court filings a year ago said they spent $320+ million suing me. No joke, folks. You can pull that up. That they ran the cover-up operations for for Epstein at major universities, MIT, you name it. So just we'll put the Financial Times up, or I can pull it up, actually. I sent you guys that. We can actually pull the HD up, so Financial Times of London. People can see that for yourself. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. So these are the people that we are talking about. This is the heart. There it is. Paul Weiss, Chair, Brad Karp, told Jeffrey Epstein, you're amazing. And a bunch of these guys have had to resign and pull up the other articles where they ran the cover-ups. So this is the heart of the deep state. Now, remember, I knew he was on the trial commission. I thought it was subcommittee. When I saw the Bennett interview when this first broke 2 weeks ago, I was like, I didn't know that he was on the board.
Handpicked to be
when old Rockefeller couldn't go places in 1990, it would be him. That's why world leaders called Epstein. He was really the head of the Trilateral Commission. David Rockefeller founded it in 77. He ran it. It's one of the top globalist groups of the WEF that coordinates all this. And here's Epstein in this interview with Bannon that Bannon didn't release, that came out because 2 hours of the 9 hours is there. Imagine what it's not been released. But 2 hours it was sent in to the feds. They have. The feds don't have the other hours. They're saying, I want to see those hours. I'm going to call Steve soon. But I didn't mean to do that. It's on my list. That here he is as the representative of David Rockefeller, the founder and head of the Trilateral Commission. So he wasn't just on the board of the Trilateral Commission. He was the legate. And that's an old imperial Roman thing where the emperor couldn't be everywhere. So you might have two or three legates or representatives who would actually either have a ring, but usually also a scroll with specific orders so they know it was true. Sometimes a stone or a tablet with a carving for the message, but this person would present it, and they had to follow it as if it was the words of the Caesar. So he is David Rockefeller's operative. After Rockefeller dies, he's the shadow head of the Trilateral Commission. So that's how huge this is. And so imagine they wanted me off the air. They said I was this top enemy because I was actually exposing how they operated when other talk show hosts couldn't integrate all the different sectors and systems into this. That's why they want us off the air. So this is a major civil rights lawsuit. This is a lawsuit about conspiracy against rights. They're caught dead to rights. If we get a fair judge, we don't know where it'll go in the federal court. So it's kind of a spin of the wheel. But we got what other suits, other ways. It doesn't matter. They need to know we're on the offense. And this is damning. And we have even more information that's not in the suit, as you know, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
So we have the DOJ starting it, the head of the FBI in Connecticut running it. We have all them, conspiracy against rights. And this is just devastating information. And I've got lawyers, I had good lawyers before, but these guys, Shelby Jordan and Ben Brooks, are very prestigious lawyers that have, you know, run, you know, $10 billion cases, that have won major lawsuits against TMZ, New York Times, you name it, Ben Brooks. I mean, that's why the left is scared. They're completely paralyzed right now. Because, you know, I just had Shelby as the bankruptcy lawyer the last 3 years, and they saw the documents and they got obsessed with it themselves. And they can't believe it. They're like, this is insane. This is totally crazy. And then they sit there and show me the videos. They go, did you know you said it happened? And then you quoted someone saying it didn't. Did you know? And I was like, I know. My lawyers gave that to them. But the judges blocked. They said, we have them. We have them. And it would be okay if I said it didn't happen. That's my first amendment. But I didn't even say it the way they said it. So they are just devastated.
Yeah, they were said, you said one of the people was acting. You didn't even say that. You go back to the show and you go, crew, what do you think? I think, you know, you go, people could act certain ways. You go, people basically, they could be under prescription medications that they're giving them and this, and they act differently than they would normally act. And you're like, I think it's real. And you go, my condolences to the families. That's the last thing you said on that broadcast.
And let's be clear. What was I talking about there?
You were talking about Mr. Parker.
The internet a year after has Robbie Parker on CNN, you know, after it happened, but it got big a year after. We didn't even say it was staged until the internet said that, and then we questioned it. Parker is talking to the lawyers and people, and then he sees the cameras and goes from laughing to smiling to crying. People do weird stuff under duress, under, you know, thing. Even then, I said that. But I wasn't the one that said Parker was an actor. The internet did.
Right.
These professors said that. So the point is, you've been there with me in federal court. When they bow up, they come and they get in my face, and my security's got to get between us.
Oh, yeah.
Like I did something. All I did was they used my name to raise $300 million with their charities. We have all the documents. I only mentioned one name of one of the people. It's literally, I'm being stalked by these people. And the First Amendment is, And if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. But they are horrified right now because in our 60-page lawsuit that is posted on Infowars.com, we'll have it posted at the top again, we can, please, and it's posted on X, the PDF of the lawsuit, it's all there. Everything we say is a quote. Everything we say is what we did. It shows my quotes I really said versus what they put in federal court. And again, the judge found me guilty in both cases, Texas and Connecticut, so I couldn't even defend and show I didn't say this.
And that was done 40 days apart, too. Those two default judgments happen about 40 days apart, and it's you could see the collusion going on. And it's for most of the same things. They added a little bit more in the Connecticut one because they can't go, oh, we can't say the same thing in the Texas as the Connecticut. That might look like we're in cahoots together. So we'll add a few more
things. That's what the suit's about, is the judge hand control over to the plaintiff's lawyers, even let them basically write the judgments from what we know. So here's why this is important. This is the model to show everybody else down. Look, 6 months ago, Mike Lindell, Smartmatic, pull up the headline. They did it great on American Journal this morning. Just type in, federal judge says Mike Lindell liable or guilty for defaming Smartmatic. The judge found him guilty. That's a default. That's AP Reuters, you name it. Now they're going to have a jury trial told he's guilty to do that, even though Smartmatic's been indicted and they're all in trouble and Dominion's being indicted and all this, and then they're trying to settle with him now. He won't settle because he knows that there it is. Judge rules, my pillow.
Yeah, judge rules. That's the key. Yeah, judge rules, not a jury.
So you go in, and they said Alex Jones on video dozens of times is the model. This is how we're going to do it. So they said I'm the model. It's not like I'm saying protect me, folks, defend me, folks. They're setting the precedent to get you with this. They have now, we know of thousands of J6ers that have also been sued and all sorts of conservative websites, big, small, you name it, medium-sized, that are being sued and defaulted instantly. And so you were there, Rob. You helped prepare all the discovery, everything they wanted, hundreds of thousands of emails, all the video ever we did. And when there wasn't what they wanted there, they said we didn't give them information, but actually in their filings.
Right. And on top of that, the stuff they were asking us for was like, Facebook videos, which we didn't have at the time. We didn't have a Facebook page. We didn't have a YouTube channel. So we had to go back and like search for all this stuff. And the name that it might be on Facebook is not the name that you're going to call a file. You might call a file like, Alex Jones talks about blah, 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 and then
Rob,
it gets
clear.
A headline later. And so you can't even go back and search these things by headline.
But let's be clear. That's not what they defaulted us for. Yeah, they deleted us off YouTube everywhere, and we couldn't get the videos. That was our cloud.
Right.
No, that's what the cloud's dangerous for. You got to back some of them hard up.
Yep.
That's not, they said that to the media. They defaulted us for saying we're going to depose Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
They three things. They defaulted us because they'd admitted in depositions that Hillary was running it, basically. They defaulted us for saying we don't use Google Analytics, which we don't. Don had just a few times checked his numbers, but that's just a search. They said, give us Google Analytics, that. And I forget the other third thing. It was just some totally retarded. They said, give us your Sandy Hook
marketing plan,
advertising promotions. Well, everybody knows, here's the sale on vitamins, here's the sale on T-shirts or a book. It has nothing to do with the show. So, people say, okay, guys, time for a plug. I'll be talking to them. Hey, hold on, folks, I got a plug. And I'll read an ad about vitamins or an ad about T-shirts. It has nothing. So we said there is no marketing information on Sandy Hook. So they found us guilty for that. Normally, for a default, you've got to leave the country. You've got to be caught paying off a judge, something like that. So moving on from that, here's what I want to say. I move on to the other big news.
Yeah.
This has come to a head. The receiver now at the state level, because the feds would just shut us down because the fake auctions and what the Justice Department got caught running that, did, because the Justice Department can come into a bankruptcy. They did. And two U.S. trustees got in a lot of trouble. One got fired. The judge took the power away from the last one that got caught doing all this stuff. So now they put it into a state receiver appointed by the court. And he was like, oh, yeah, of course we're going to have a sale. That's the law. When they found out good guys wanted to buy it, now he's like, no sale. But under the law, you're not allowed to not sell my assets so I can pay part of my debt back. But the, quote, families, the Democrats, there's 20 families, but only six people sued me. It's not the families. The Democrats, people that run the foundations, run the fundraising, operations, that raised $300 million off my name. They don't want a sale. And so they're just going to let it shut down And then just give it to the Onion again. The Onion guy, funded by Bloomberg, is on TV saying he's about to get it. Well, that's all illegal, not just uncivil from what we've researched. So get ready for that. The actions just pile up. So we go to the Alex Jones Network, owned by Bigley, when this happens. Then they're dead to rights, fried, hijacking a company and not allowing it to be sold to pay down somebody's debt. They are just done. This is over the top, you know, just unconstitutional. Despite all the other stuff they've done, I mean, it just goes on and on. And they thought no one would ever fight them. They thought no one would ever know. So that's why everyone, before I hit this other big news, somebody's here to talk about us, need to know. We have held them off. We have battled them for 8 years. They look like total fools with their fake auctions, total fools trying to shut us down with security services they hired, and that blowing up even before that. And so they've already lost the court of public opinion. The CIA has been caught being involved in a cover video. The FBI has had to admit that they ran the whole thing. That's the state conspiracy with courts against the individual. They are in deep crap. So there isn't just the DOJ that sits up there with their thumbs up their butt. Okay. We get a good federal judge and we'll file as many suits as need to, you know. And we just keep fighting. If they think the last 8 years was bad, for 7 years, just, you know, us holding on. We're not holding on. We're dominating. We're taking action. But the engine, the power source, the amplification, the blood supply, the brains, the guts, the will, the soul is the viewers of this broadcast. That's why you go to the AlexJonesStore.com. That's why you get great supplements like ultramethylene blue and Irish sea moss and bovine colostrum and the widest selection of Patriot Apparel and the great knives, is because 70% on average of the funds comes in goes to this fight, which keeps us on the air. That is the victory. An absolutely devastating win for humanity when you go to the AlexJonesStore.com. And ending on Monday at midnight, the biggest sale of 2026 ends. Two different bundles, methylene blue, ultramethylene red, that's proprietary and incredible, and one of the other great products with the Irish, the Shilajit. And they've got another bundle for over 50% off. Yeah, it's the Shilajit, the methylene blue, the Irish sea moss. The other bundle's got the ultramethylene red in it. Those two bundles are there.
And the colostrum. Blue, red, and colostrum.
For 52% off, that is massive, but that funds our operation. These are incredible products, just like our information. Take action now, and they're so pissed. Remember, when they won their fake cases in Texas and Connecticut 3 years ago, they said, he's done, he's shut down, don't buy his products, he's done, he's over, he's annihilated, he's, well, here we are because of your will. And there's the Onion guy. They're just making the Onion joke. Here, we got new clips last few months. He says, I'm getting it. Number one thing in my life is wearing Alex Jones' skin, taking control of all this. Bloomberg's funding it. This is the enemy's main push. They want to capture the flag. They want the Roman standard. That's why it's so important, everybody, that you understand that we can't do this without you. And because we battled so long, some say it's like Cry Wolf, the boy who cried wolf, or Chicken Little. It's the opposite.
It's like the Revolutionary 90s. War, Alex. I mean, George Washington didn't stop. He kept fighting. They kept losing battles, but he kept going, well, we're going to move over here. We're going to move over here. We're going to do this. We're not going to stop. We're going to do a sneak attack on Christmas Day. We have the way. We're not going to stop, because if we stop, we're all going to be dead anyway, so we might as well at least fight until we can't fight anymore, and that's what we're doing here at InfoWars.
It was perseverance, exactly. That's a better analogy. Trenton, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, Christmas Eve and all that, taking on the Germans three times the number, and men freezing to death, and George Washington out front leading the battle, getting bullets shooting through his clothing. The Germans got completely panicked by it because they were shooting him at like 10 feet away and couldn't kill him. That was God. Exactly. But I also use the analogy of those Muhammad Ali fights, like with George Foreman and people, where they would go, you know, 12 rounds to the Larry Lash. I mean, this is, look at all the stuff Trump's gone through. Why it's so sad him doing the Epstein thing wrong. I mean, this is epic, real, toe-to-toe, marathon, or, you know, sudden death overtime football games. It's basketball. Who wants it most? Who's got the stamina? This is it. People get like, oh, well, they're invincible. They'll always win. At a subconscious level, I'm almost like, okay, they say they're shutting us down on the 7th. Now they're already backing down about that. And at a certain point, I think listeners are going to freak out when we finally shut down. But why should we even give them that victory? You know, why should I, like, halfway slow down just so I prove to people we're about to be shut down? You can read the news. You see it everywhere. This is a toe-to-toe battle, okay? This is about perseverance. And this is what it comes down to. So thank you for your past support. We continue, while we stay on air, to devastate the enemy, to show them as the frauds they are, and just absolutely cripple their operations. So thank you for your past support. Please support us now. Regardless, share the lawsuit. That's at Real Hawk Show. It's on X and Infowars.com. Regardless, share the live feeds with your family, everybody you know. And just know that this is a great team committed to freedom, and you can't bet on liberty anywhere more than you bet on it here. That big sell ends Monday night. Now,
let me jump in on this, Alex. You were talking about the sports analogy. You basically exposed, by us staying in the fight, we're exposing their playbook and all the different tactics they're going to use. So when other people, when they do this to other people, they can look at it and go, oh, this is how they did it to Alex Jones, and this is how he fought it, and look how successful he was.
Well, exactly. They've said on the news, even before they got their fake rulings and their defaults, we're going to use this model on everybody. We played the clips 100 times, probably 500 times. People are sick of it. That's the problem. The listeners are like, we already know, Alex. We know you're telling the truth. Well, the general public still doesn't fully know it. Yeah, we've kind of won the court battles, and people know they're liars, and then they know about the lawfare to Trump and stuff. They're just like, move on. No, the battle continues on. The battle continues on. And I use the cheesy because it's a great movie, Wrath of Khan. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I love Wrath of Khan. When they've got the Genesis thing that's meant to create new planets, but it's also a weapon. And the Enterprise's engines are basically knocked out. They're at impulse power. And you've got Khan saying, it doesn't end, Kirk. From the gates of hell, I spit at you. I'm gun against you. And it's like, to them, that's all. Because they've wanted me so long. They've wanted it so bad. And I'm on one side, I'm like, well, we fought this long fight. And they've done all this. The receiver's shutting us down. And then, you know, literally withholding funds to run things at this point. And my lawyer's like, look, you've proven it. Just move on. I'm like, no, I have to fight over this flag in the last minute. But regardless, when you go to thealexshows.com, that funds not just InfoWars, but it also funds the Alex Jones Network, which is critical. So, folks, take action now. Or remember this, you know, in a month or 2 weeks, we're shut down. I can do it any day, actually. It's the same judge around the show trial that's over the receiver. And just know, the bad guys want this off the air. I'll never give up. I'll never back down. I'll never give in. I don't know how to. I love doing this. I love to fight. I love to fight tyrants. But I could give out. I need your support. Plus, they're great products. I only sell you stuff that really works. TheAuctionStore.com. Now, let me tell you what's coming up. Every time I want to stop talking about Candace Owens, I just can't help it. And my job is not defending TPUSA, and I've got issues and some of their optics and some of the stuff that goes on. I get people thinking it's weird. But every time I see one of these stories about them and I go investigate it, whether it's Egyptian planes or whether it's Fort Huachuca or whether it's Erica Kirk's a pedophile, I learn they're not showing you what is actually in the public record. So this is cherry picking thousands of messages with Erica Kirk and a woman that she was friends with the family and lived in their house, mentoring a girl that was anorexic and thought she was ugly. And this is total deception, and using mainly quotes from the young girl that is flirting with Erica to then imply that that is her doing it. And it's evil. And then Candace Owens is, oh, by the way, you should give me a job at TPUSA, which I said, she said yesterday after I was on air, I said, oh, Patrick Ben David, it was about TPUSA taking over, which they bought from her, Blixit, or the Black Exit. And so she's always been pissed at them. And I know from behind the scenes, Charlie Kirk did not like her for years, trying to be nice to her. And I'm not trying to choose a side. I just can't side with Mitch Snow. I can't side with all this stuff that's not true. And so we've got some news on that that's pretty powerful. And I'm a lady that broke it down on the other side. And then I've got some other news about what's happening geopolitically here on this Friday evening. We're so blessed and so honored you're here. I don't look at something and say what'll be popular. I look at something and say what do I believe is true. You're always going to get from me what I believe is accurate. And I'm accurate about 98% of the time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, and what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out. And we, the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, We the people of the West, of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, thealexjonesstore.com is owned by Bigley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top. Private label, so incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene blue tincture, we've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even methylene blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, Reload, Defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose CMOS capsules, incredible, very strong concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now, incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox, super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to air about an 11-minute video of a lady online, and I went and checked what she was saying, who went and looked at the actual text messages going back many, many, many years ago when Erica Kirk was 25 years old, talking to a 15-year-old girl who she was friends with the family, lived at their house for a while, and then you continued her friendship with her as a mentor. They have talked to the woman who's now older, you know, now an adult, and she says, "No, I you know, totally worshipped her. She was like a big sister. She mentored me. You know, I was out of control. I was wild." You know, you'll see her statement saying that. They went and cherry picked the internet stuff from, you know, over a decade ago, and made it look like Erica Kirk was grooming her, even though most of the, quote, few statements, you know, that sound like that are from her. And then you've got a few Siri voice-to-text things where Erica says, "Oops, sorry, that was Siri getting that wrong." And then they're saying, "No, she's a groomer, she's a pedophile, you know, she's doing all that." And we've continued to hear this. So we've, you know, we were lied to about Egyptian planes, promised we'd see all the evidence that that was real once it was disproven. She never published that. We were promised, you know, Mitch Snow is totally real, even though we got footage of him and he was convicted of this hammer attack and taking his wife's keys and doing all of this. And Then when I presented that, I was a traitor. I was a Mossad operative with all of our surrogates. I was the worst guy. Oh, but he was at Fort Huachuca. Nobody ever said he didn't get detained at Fort Huachuca. And then later came up with a story. So he said she hammer attacked him and did all this and took her car keys. He's the one doing it on video. They don't care. They say, we don't care about his credibility. We just care he said this. Well, that goes to his credibility. And then now, you know, Candace says, you know, ice melts at 30 degrees. It's not melting in Tennessee. Something's happening. Ice melts above 32. I've said that. Her listener said, no, you're wrong. It melts at 30. I mean, this is just, I'm not even against Candace. This is like cult bonker level stuff. I mean, I personally think Macron's, you know, so-called wife does look like a man. I was supportive of her. Whether Candace is right or wrong, she has the right to say that. So I went through all this. You know, I've been through all this. I don't want to be on the Candace Owens, attack Candace Owens bandwagon. I haven't talked about it a lot the last few weeks, barely any. But I saw this Erica Kirk stuff 2 days ago, and I said, are those even real text messages? And then I saw people go and find her. Which she would post, this young lady, the stuff from, you know, many years ago, and we found the full stuff, and others did, and it's not what they're saying, or it's the young girl saying it, and she's now come out and said, no, that was me, and the girl was anorexic, clearly, she was very promiscuous, and it's Erica saying, you're beautiful, you're amazing, don't drink, you've got a great life ahead of you, good job at the job interview, be good, Jesus loves you. So you'll hear a quote from the girl saying something, and then they'll twist something Erica said, and they'll ignore under it what she really said there, or her saying, oops, that's Siri, you know, that's not what I said, let me say this, and then she says it. And you're going to see the evidence of that, and then now you've got Candace in another video. I forgot to send you guys. It's on my phone. I sent it actually to the my show, so it's in there. It's a headline like, now Candace is attacking Erica Kirk's children. And she gets up there in this bizarre video. In fact, while we're airing this first 11-minute video, I'll go find that and send it to the crew. They can't find it, so I forgot to send it. She's like, look at these text messages. You got to ask, how does Candace even have this stuff? And then, you know, statements by her, Kirk, about one night at 2:30 in the morning, her kids get woken up because Charlie learns his team won, and he's yelling at the TV, which I've done many times. And Candace goes, children are in REM sleep at 2:30 in the morning or 3 in the morning. This isn't true. What were they really doing during the REM sleep? What was really happening? Were they in an argument? I mean, it's literally a soap opera where they just, what was happening in a date years ago? Because Erica Kirk said her kids woke up when Charlie was yelling as the sports team won in the middle of the night. And then that comes in, it was really a fight. It was really, I mean, it's like you're listening to this. It's like you're inside a schizophrenic brain. So I don't know if Candace Owens has lost her mind, or whether she's pure evil. But the people that they all said were at Fort Huachuca all had alibis. And no one cares about that. They say it doesn't matter. Mitch Snow was detained there. Yeah, he's like a lunatic. So what does that mean? And so it's just the Democrats want TPUSA taken down. We all have questions about Charlie Kirk. We know that Cash Patel ordered a stand down, basically a cover up of accomplices, foreign or domestic, including all the trannies that said he'll be dead tomorrow when he comes to the school, and the accomplice up front who was convicted saying, you know, I shot him to divert so he could get away, saying he did it so the shooter could get away. You know, Tyler Robinson in court with a trans flag tie, looking totally psychotic and evil. But they show still shots saying, when a nice American boy. I'm just saying, I'm not going to make stuff up. It's like with Trump and Epstein. We never saw Trump any real Epstein crimes. Trump, we now learn, even in the documents, dropped the dime on Epstein 18 years ago. Trump now is covering it up. Bondi is now covering it up. So I'm like, it doesn't matter they weren't involved before. Now I'm angry at Trump, and they've got to answer to this. And we need to see Howard Lutnick, who I first said I think was involved over a month ago before it came out, lived next door, lying about all this stuff, saying he got scared because the massage table, great massages, him and his wife ran, the right kind of massage. Now we learn years later he's at the Epstein Island. Resign. I'm all for going after Trump for anything wrong he's done, okay? But the Democrats are the ones that, with Ghislaine helping found the Clinton Foundation, they're the ones with Larry Summers and all the billionaires and at the island and all the real stuff and the emails about cannibalism and Aleister Crowley and in the WikiLeaks saying the same thing. 7, 9, and 11-year-old are being delivered to the pool for your entertainment. Mr. Podesta and his brother publishing an article in 2007, a whole magazine that you can look online in the Washington Post in D.C. about dangerous art, about pedophilia and kids being tortured to death. I mean, It's all there. I'm saying, let's focus on Trump where it needs to be, and the fact that they're protecting the Democrats. So now Trump is an accomplice, and I've said that. But that's done. Okay, boom. Now let's focus on all the Aleister Crowley, the beef jerky, the one piece of pizza that's glowing and loving, and you're going to love it for seven people. It's all Democrats. And they got the nerve to turn around and call the Republicans, the Pedo Protection Party, what is for the Republicans, Massey and MTG and myself and others that have been questioning this day one, acting like we somehow are hiding. Then Anna Kasparian, and by the way, Rob, I know you're sitting there listening. I want you this weekend because I know she did it. They attacked me in 2016-17 over Pizzagate, saying I was insane, just like they did in the court cases. Jones is insane. He claims the Clintons are involved in human trafficking. The head of their foundation was convicted in Haiti, human trafficking. Anna Kasparian and others attacked me for years, saying I was insane. Now she's the champion of Epstein, but she only focuses on Netanyahu. Well, Netanyahu's guilty of plenty of crimes, but she knows that's a dead end. It was Ehud Barak, his big enemy, and the Rothschild arm of Jewry, on record, that is at war with Netanyahu, that was handling Epstein with Les Wexner. So it's not a defense of Netanyahu. It's that she is focusing only on Netanyahu because he goes nowhere and he wasn't involved. And Netanyahu has said that. I'll just believe Netanyahu, who's an absolute demon in my view. I know the facts. This is another arm. So again, this is the same thing we see over and over again. Where are these so-called conservative influencers that only attack Trump all day, but spend no time on the Democrats or Ehud Barak? I say, great, go after Trump all day long. But when you don't cover all this other stuff, you're aiding and abetting the real people. They're involved in blood drinking, cannibalism, Satanism, murder, you name it. So this lady put out an 11-minute video, and she did an excellent job. I went and spot-checked it. It's all accurate. They didn't show you the rest of the text. They didn't show you who really said what. Yeah, it's a young girl who does have kind of a girl crush doing this to her mentor, who's saying, you know, go to church, be Christian, get this job. You know, she's friends with the family. She lives the house the family rents her. This is what's happening. But out of context, it looks terrible. But then notice they edited all this out. You're about to see the reality right now. Here it is.
When Erica Kirk was 25 years old, she groomed a 15-year-old girl. Or at least that's what all of her haters across the internet want you to believe. I have spent the last 2 days digging through old Twitter accounts, looking through all of the communications so that I could break everything down for you. All of the accounts that I have seen that are making videos about this topic are intentionally leaving a lot of information out, and that's intentional. So this starts all the way back in 2013. Erica was living in LA. She's dating a basketball player. He's living in Michigan. She actually rents a place to be able to go and visit him in Michigan. She goes to have sushi and happens to meet the people that own the place that she's staying in, meet their granddaughter, but her granddaughter also has a friend with her, which would be 15-year-old Jillian. But first of all, I think it's important to know what type of a teenager Jillian was, what type of content she was posting, and how Erica is interacting with her, right? So first of all, let's just start with the fact that she seems insanely lost. This girl is engaged in a lot of stuff that she really should not be. She is posting very inappropriate things, giving references to a lot of partying, drinking, MJ use. She's referencing these types of exchanges with boys and her sexually explicit interactions with them. This tweet here is just one example of multiple that I saw all throughout her feed. You very much get the vibe that this girl does not have a lot of parenting going on in her life. She's being raised by a single mom, and it's very clear that her mom is giving the whole "I'm a cool mom, I'm your friend, not your parent" type of vibe. Another thing that became very obvious very quickly is Jillian has massive body image issues and self-esteem issues. She is constantly posting that she is fat. She is posting pictures of very, very sickly, skinny girls saying that she wishes she looked like that, how beautiful they are, how gorgeous they are, how she wants to lose weight, things like that. Here's another example of her saying, "But why can't I have this?" referencing this very sickly, skinny girl's body. On this same post, her friend literally says, "I'm actually really okay with my body than having no fat on me whatsoever." And Jillian responds, "Honestly, wish I could say the same, LOL, but that's great for you though, Jade." And it becomes clear that her body image issues start to latch on to Erica, because Erica is modeling at this time. She's coming right off of being Mrs. Arizona. So she's in the pageant world. Obviously, Erica is a beautiful woman. And so she is constantly leaving comments saying how gorgeous Erica is, how pretty she is, how beautiful is, how she wants to look like her. She is constantly constantly reposting her post multiple times throughout the day, it becomes clear that Jillian is having an unhealthy obsession with Erica and is kind of stalking her a little bit online. All of the interactions, pretty much like 99% of the interactions, are started by Jillian, by her either tagging Erica or reposting something of Erica's or commenting on one of her posts. Very rarely does Erica ever start an interaction with Jillian. One of the other things that becomes very apparent very quickly is Jillian really likes to take autocorrect mistakes and post them and highlight them on her page because she thinks that they're absolutely hilarious. And she does this with everybody in her life. She does this with her friends. She does this with her own family members. She literally does this with everyone. Here's an example of this with a friend of hers. She said, should have had a blank party. A what? Grad party. Should have had a grad party. Yeah, ha ha ha. Well, that was awkward. So funny. Here's an exchange that she has with her uncle Kevin. He literally says, hey, have your mom call me. She says, okay, we got to think of a good tattoo for my next one. Yes, this girl was able to get a tattoo at 16. Again, not great parenting happening here. And she responds back, I think she's at the neighbor's and most likely doesn't have her phone with her, but she should be home shortly and I'll tell her. And yeah, what are you thinking of getting? Anything blank come to mind? And she literally changes that to anything in mind. She has to correct it because it's an autocorrect. Literally see her reaction, you know, here with the post saying, holy F, awkward moment when in autocorrects to my uncle, holy F. And so, of course, when this happens with Erica, she, of course, posts it. And these are the exchanges that people are absolutely losing their minds over. So she literally says, let me call you. Hold on, sweetheart. Give me a sec. Wow. She responds, okay, laughing. She says, sec, because she's clearly correcting because the autocorrect, you know, messed up her word. So she's correcting it here. She says, sec too, but not from you. LOL, because, you know, your emoji, you always make me laugh. And she says, I don't bat for the other team just yet. You know, she's making a joke. Clearly, this is her making a joke out of a very awkward autocorrect texting situation, something that every single one of us has experienced. It's very clear that Erica, in this exchange, is not going out of her way to make sexual comments to a child. This is an autocorrect situation. And again, this is something that Jillian highlights on her page in her content all the time with everybody. Here's another exchange where there's clearly an autocorrect texting situation happening that Jillian thinks is hilarious. Erica literally says, I forgot to tell you, hydrate tonight, no alcohol, don't eat a lot of salty foods, you don't want to look bloated. I'm guessing Jillian maybe had like an interview the next day, or she had clearly had something going on, and Erica's trying to give her like a pep talk here. Jillian responds, thank you. Erica immediately notices her mistake. I think it's because she thought she was talking to someone else, honestly. And she said, no alcohol. Really, Erica? Age recognition. Apparently, I haven't had my coffee yet. Like, making a joke about herself, calling herself a dingbat. And she's like, yeah, what the hell, Erica? She said, well, on that bite, again, had to switch it to no. Well, on that note, and then she literally says, damn you, Siri, come on, hashtag the struggle. Literally, she is saying that, like, Siri is not, like, she's probably doing talk to text, honestly. Her talk to text is getting all jumbled because it is not working correctly. And she very clearly is pointing out that this conversation is not going how she wants due to autocorrect. This is the next one that people are freaking out about. And they're freaking out about it as if Erica sent this to her, but she didn't. Jillian is posting this on her own free will, okay? And she just is tagging Erica in this. This is not something that Erica said to her. She literally says, thank you, Erica, for making my whole week. And she posts this meme. I want to be inside your lady garden. Know what I'm saying? We know that she's obsessed with Erica. She literally has like this girl crush on Erica, right? And so again, she is posting all of this on her own free will. Erica is not saying anything to her in this interaction. This is all Jillian here. This is another one that people are freaking out about. Why did Erica just send me this? A bunch of laughing faces. And she posts this emoji. This Valentine's Day, I'm going to touch your butt. Okay, first of all, this is a joke from Finding Nemo where he's going to go up and I'm going to touch the butt. It's the boat, you know, and he touches the boat with his fin to freak his dad out. Anyway, Erica, again, is not sending this to her that we know of. There's no proof that Erica actually did anything here. This is just Jillian tagging her in something. It looks like trying to get a laugh out of her, trying to get a rise out of her of some kind. But Erica did not start this interaction or send this interaction in any way that we have proof of. This is fully Jillian posting this on her own free will. What we do see from Erica is a whole lot of her trying to build this girl up. Here she says, "Aw, I cherish you. I am so proud of you, sweetheart. Keep on dreaming big, babe. Always there for you, always." Here Erica's trying to hype her up about some type of an opportunity. She says, "Own it." She says, "I'll try. You deserve the opportunity. Everything happens for a reason, and God puts people in your path to help you get to where you need to be. Embrace it. Proud of you." She says, "Thank you." The Sweet 16 birthday gift that people are freaking out about because it was chocolate-covered cherries. Yeah, guys, she literally had posted a photo of making chocolate-covered strawberries with her friends previously, and so I think Erica just knew that it was something that she liked. It was something easy that she could have sent in the mail for her, and that's why she did that. It's not to be romantic and creepy. The girl just had already expressed that it was something that she liked, and literally the note that she sends to her for her birthday is the most innocent, platonic, again, trying to encourage her, build her up, build her self-esteem type of exchange. And for her birthday, she says, "Happy Sweet 16, Jillian. Hope you have an incredible day. Beautiful girl. So proud of you." And she says, "Thanks, beauty." So what exactly do I think is happening here? I'm going to go over that in part two because this video is getting insanely long. So I will see you in part two. So when Erica Kirk was 25 years old, she groomed a 15-year-old girl online. Or at least that's what all of her haters on the internet want you to think. But here's what I think actually happened. Go watch part one if you haven't already. I break down a lot of their communication and interactions. In this video, I'm going to go over what my theory is on what was actually happening. Do I think that Erica is a PDF file? Do I think that she was grooming this girl? No, I do not. What I think was actually happening was a mentorship type of relationship. First of all, Erica comes from the pageant world. She was literally Miss Arizona, and this is something that is very common in that world. There's a lot of mentorship type of programs. There's a lot of mentorship charities that they get involved in. There's a lot of big sister, little sister, role model type stuff happening, and I think that Erica very much tried to take this girl under her wing and help to build her up in that way. But let's just look to Jillian herself. She, in fact, has been questioned about the relationship that she had with Erica. She is now an adult. Obviously, she is 10 years removed from this situation, but let's see what she has to say looking back on her relationship with Erica.
That Jillian says that she wasn't trafficked. There was people online who were concerned because Jillian was in Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico was very close to Epstein Island, so people were wondering, is there something that was happening there? Jillian says that she wasn't trafficked, okay? Jillian said that she looked up to Erica because she was so beautiful. You know, she was Miss Arizona. She was giving her all of this attention, and Erica felt like a big sister. And these compliments that Erica was giving her felt very validating, and it boosted her self-esteem. And Jillian hasn't spoken to her in over 10 years. She hasn't really thought about it all that much. Like, it's out of sight, out of mind. So she never looked back at this whole friendship she had with Erica as being weird, inappropriate. She never saw it that way.
So Jillian said everything that I also got reading through these exchanges. This was a mentor-mentee type of relationship, and that is how I believe that Erica viewed it, and clearly that is how Jillian viewed it. She straight up says, "I viewed Erica like a big sister," and that all of the things that she said to encourage me and build me up drastically helped my self-esteem. And this is a girl whose self-esteem was absolutely in the toilet, and she clearly was struggling and was very lost and engaged in a lot of things that she should not have been engaged in. And again, seemed like she has little to no parenting happening. And so, yeah, it looks like Erica tried to kind of take her under her wing a little bit. Now, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Now being a parent with her own daughter, would she look back on this and probably say, "Yeah, I probably should have had some clearer boundaries in place"? Probably. It's not like the brightest shining moment of her life, obviously, but at the end of the day, do I think that Erica Kirk had nefarious intentions here? Do I believe that she is sexually attracted to children? Absolutely not. That is such a ridiculously stretch of the imagination that it's not even funny. People are obsessed with Epstein right now, and all of these files that dropped, and people are digging into them, and they're reading some of the most horrific abuses that can happen to women and children. And so they are now combining that with their hatred of Erica Kirk and trying to morph it into something that it completely and totally is not.
Phil Psyop, in my view, not schizophrenia by Candace Owens. You've got Erica killed Charlie. Now she's a pedophile, Epstein. And you look at this, they ignored in all the different feeds what was actually said after. So that's what's going on here, and I think it's really disgusting. I think TPUSA should be looked at. I think everybody should be looked at. But at the same time, I think that we need Candace Owens to be looked at. You know, she's the Grand Inquisitor. She's the person that's constantly – sorry, I got a problem with my camera here. Let me fix it. We've got her that, you know, is like the Grand Inquisitor. She set herself up as the authority figure. She set herself up as the person that you have to go through like God, you know, talks to Moses. She's God. Moses is down here. And all I'm saying is you have Muslims, dozens of clips I saw this week in the U.S. say, yeah, we have sex with three-year-olds. It's okay. Nobody cares. And marrying their cousins. You have all of this going on. And the Democrats openly pushing pedophilia, drag queen story time, men and women's sports, sexualization, men and women's locker rooms. That's all fine. They're the pedophile protection party. And you got Anna Kasparian that said I was full of crap, exposing Pizzagate 10 years ago, 9 years ago, now attacking me, saying I'm attacking victims of Epstein. I said there's a lot of victims of Epstein, but I said a lot of the women that they, on record, have up there doing all this were handled by Epstein and were actually recruiting girls, so they kind of ended at the 14-year-old girl level, not the Satanism, not the cannibalism, not all of it. So I'm saying let's go all the way. Let's have criminal investigations and indictments over the blood drinking, over the Satanism, over all of that. Let's not, well, sure, arrest Lut David if something wrong. Do all that, great, Trump's bad, whatever. Now let's focus on, it's almost all Democrats, literally in the spirit cooking and the Satanism emails. Let's focus on that, Anna Kasparian. Let's do that. I mean, one of the women that was at the hearing this week, when they stood up and said, who's the Justice Department talked to? And they said, nobody. I'm like, okay, well, that woman right there is on record, is not actually one of the victims. And she got involved at 21 and worked for them. And, you know, here's who she is. And she works for the Tides Foundation for George Soros. You understand, they can limit, as the experts, what's been done. This isn't just raping 14-year-old girls, folks. This is cannibalism. This is blood drinking. This is Satanism. And so the opposite of a cover-up is happening here. We must focus on that, the worst stuff. And when the Justice Department says, and Todd Blanche says, there's no evidence of any abuse of girls, you're a liar, Todd Blanche. Here is the Satanism. Here is the proof that the Trump administration is covering up for the Democrats. So Trump is guilty, and then the Democrats are even more guilty. Let's get them all. Rob, does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally does. And here's another thing. How are people finding text messages from like 20 years ago or 15 years ago? How old is this? How does that even happen in this day and age when people are throwing away their phones and phones don't even have that much capacity? I mean, that in itself should be...
Well, the point is, though, they ignored all the... It was the girl sending the stuff that was salacious. And it was Kirk saying, go to Jesus. Let me help you get a job. Don't be like this. Don't drink. That's what she really said. They didn't show what she said right below it.
Right. Well, no good deed goes unpunished. You know, you try to do something nice, help somebody out, and then 15 years later, you're being
crucified. Well, and my job is not defending TPUSA. I mean, I think Erica Curtin and Constant Crying, and I think there were other shooters involved, and there's a cover up. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying don't investigate TPUSA. I'm just saying Candace Owens ain't the person to do it. Okay. The Egyptian planes, and then Mitch Snow, and now this, and we'll come back with clips of her attacking the kids now. And also saying she wants a job at TPUSA. I mean, it's just disgusting. Stay with us.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at theauctionstore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. 4 or 5 great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last 2 days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $40-something bucks. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, you know, my signature on it, real small. Nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty.
But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're at it, get methylene blue, Irish sea moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.